Hey, before we begin, we want to go over a few reminders.
Because we review celebrities, mainly actors and actresses, we have to discuss the shows they appear in.
So be aware that our episodes do contain spoilers.
During the most spoiling parts of an episode, we will remind you.
But do yourself the favor, if you see that we reviewed an actor or actress from the TV show you're currently watching or wanting to watch,
go finish the show and then listen, because we don't want to ruin the effect.
Oh, and one last notice.
We tend to mess up pronunciations of names and locations, so please don't take offense if we mispronounce a word you know. All right, that's all. Now time for
Celebrity Deep Dive. Hey, this is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
For the next 3 weeks, we're going to be getting into the Christmas spirit by looking at some of Hallmark's top actresses. Today, we're taking a look at the actress with the third most number of Hallmark movies, which is 11. And they're our eighth celebrity for season two.
She was in Crown for Christmas,
My Christmas Dream,
and The Wonder Years. She's Danica McKellar. All right, so let's get started with her childhood.
Hold on. Before we start, I might be talking a little bit weird, so just don't mind that, okay?
Her birth information. She was born January 3rd, 1975. Her birth location was La Jolla, California. So California is the important part because I probably pronounced that wrong. And her star sign is Capricorn.
Her and her family moved to LA when she was 8 years old, and they come from Scottish, French, German, Spanish, Dutch, and Portuguese descent.
Which is a pretty wide variety of ancestry. So she doesn't have many early life activities, although when she was in college, she collaborated with two others on a scientific paper, and the results are known as the Chase-McKellar-Wynn theorem. So she's published a lot of works like that.
All right, so now we're going to be moving on to the claim to fame. Her acting debut was playing a role called Nola in The Twilight Zone in an episode called Her Pilgrim Soul in 1985.
Her biggest role was as Winnie Cooper in The Wonder Years, seasons 1 through 6, from 1988 to 1993.
All right, so she has a ton, and when I say a ton, I mean a ton of other minor appearances. So we're going to try and go through them as fast as possible, starting with her TV shows. So Ella, would you like to start for us?
Okay, so 1989, the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, she played Patty in an episode called Dave the Orphan / King Mario of Cram-a-Lot.
She played Lindsay Scott in Camp Cucamonga, a television film in 1990.
In 1992, in Captain Planet and the Planeteer, she voiced Lisa in an episode called A Formula for Hate.
She played Arya Tensus in Babylon in 1994 in an episode called The War Prayer.
In 1994, in Walker, Texas Ranger, she played Laurie Mason in an episode called Stolen Lullaby.
She appeared as Allison Trent in an episode of Sirens called Victims in 1994.
In 1998, in Love Boat, The Next Wave, she was Mary Dunn in an episode called How Long Has This Been Going On?
In an episode of Working called As Bad As It Gets and She Loves Me, Yeah. In 1998, she played Jolie.
In 1999, in Random Play, she was a daughter in episode 1.4. In an episode called 1.4.
She voiced Frieda Gorin, as a recurring role in seasons 1 through 4 in Static Shock from 2000 to 2004.
In 2001, in The Division, she played Wendy in an episode called Don't Ask.
She appeared in an episode of Even Stevens as Sandrine called Sibling Rivalry in 2001.
In 2002, in Justice League, she voiced Sapphire Stagg in an episode called Metamorphosis, Parts 1 and 2.
She appeared as Elsie Snuffin in The West Wing, a recurring role in season 4 of that from 2002 to 2003.
In King of the Hill in 2004, she voiced Sharona slash Misty in episodes My Hair Lady and Cheer Factor.
She voiced Elsa and Renee in Game Over, a recurring role in season 1 in 2004.
In Century City in 2004, she played Sally in an episode called Without a Tracer.
In 2004, in Eve, she played Claudia in an episode called Friend or Foe.
She played Erin Kendall in an episode called Witness of NCIS in 2005.
In an episode of Jack and Bobby in 2005, she played Kirsten, and the episode was called And Justice for All.
In NYPD Blue in 2005, she played Rosemary in an episode titled Moving Day.
In an episode titled Feeling No Pain in Strong Medicine in 2005, she played Natalie Pascal.
She played Trudy in an episode of How I Met Your Mother in 2005 called The Pineapple Incident.
What the heck was The Pineapple Incident?
I don't know. We might need to watch that.
Okay, so in 2006... She was the voice of Wanda in an episode of Cyber Chase called Designing Mr. Perfect.
In Inspector Mom in 2006 and 2007, she was Maddie Monroe in a recurring role in season 1.
She played Katrina or Cat Metropolis, whatever. The voice of that in Random Cartoons in 2007 in an episode called Girls on the Go.
She was Trudy in How I Met Your Mother Again in 2007 in an episode called Third Wheel.
She appeared in an episode of The Big Bang Theory in 2010 called The Psychic Vortex as Abby.
She voiced Claire in Generator Rex in 2010 in an episode called, or two episodes, Hermanos and Operation Wingman.
She played the main role of Miss Martian, the voice, for 57 episodes of Young Justice from 2010 to 2013 and then 2019 to present.
She was Claire in Gator Rex in 2011 in an episode called Haunted.
In an episode of G.I. Joe Renegades, she was the voice of Sister Leah in an episode called Brothers of Light in 2011.
In 2012, in The Nerdist Tribute to Science, she was herself as on the talk show episode.
She made an appearance as herself on an episode called Interference of the Secret Life of an American Teenager in 2013.
In 2013, in Nerdist Course of the Force, she was the bounty hunter in an episode called Michael Rooker and CM Punk Lightsaber Hunt. That is quite the title.
Yeah. She played a voice role of Haley for two episodes on Transformers Rescue Bots in 2014.
She made an appearance on Dancing with the Stars in 2014 as a contestant on season 18, and she finished in sixth place.
She was a judge on King of the Nerds in 2015.
She appeared on Impractical Jokers for three episodes from 2015 and then 2017 to 2018.
She was also a judge in Miss America in 2016, which was recorded in 2015.
Mm-hmm. From 2015 to 2017, she was the Quail on Project MC Square. A main role in seasons 1 and 2 and 4 and 5, which was a Netflix original series.
That was long.
Mm-hmm.
She played the voice of Killer Frost in an episode as a recurring role in seasons 1 through 5 of DC Superhero Girls in 2015 to 2018.
From 2016 to the present, she voiced Layla in Shimmer and Shine, and she was a recurring role for 3 episodes.
I didn't know if Shimmer and Shine was still going on.
I know. I remember my little sister used to watch that show, and I remember like seeing it, but I did not know it was still happening.
All right, so now we're going to move on to the movies, and we're going to try and go as speedy as possible.
All right, Katie, do you want to start?
Okay, so she played Kristen Guthrie in Moment of Truth, Cradle of Conspiracy in 1994.
In 1992, she was Lauren in Sidekicks.
In 1996, she was Annie Mills Carmen in Justice for Annie, a Moment of Truth movie.
In 2001, she was Molly Wright in Good Neighbor.
She was in 2001. She was XCU. Ex No, she wasn't. That was the name of the movie, XCU Extreme Close Up. And she played Sarah.
In 2002, in the movie called Sex and the Teenage Mind, she was Debbie.
Sorry. She
My
played
goodness, Catherine.
what?
I'm mumbling. No, I'm keep going.
Okay.
I mean, you're part out, but.
Oh my gosh, you can't. Okay, ready? Okay, wait. The reason I was laughing was because of Debbie.
I got in here, but then I'm like, I'm crying.
Okay, ready? Oh my gosh. Okay. In 2002, she played the role of Rachel in Black Hole.
In 2002, she played Tiffany on Jane White is Sick and Twisted.
Again in 2002, she played Pam Hatch in The Year That Trembled.
And in 2002, again, in Hip, Edgy, Sexy, Cool, she was Sissy.
In 2004, she was Lacey Baldwin in Raising Genius.
In 2004, she was Pet Shop Girl in Quiet Kill.
In 2005, she was Catherine Stern in Path of Destruction.
In 2006, she was Maddie Monroe in Inspector Mom.
In 2007, she was Emily in Hack.
In 2008, she was Caroline in Heatstroke.
In 2009, she was Jenny Valentine in 21 and Wake Up.
In 2010, she was Madeline Dinkley in Scooby-Doo Abracadabra-Doo. And she was a voice role and direct to video.
She played Sally in Superman slash Shazam, The Return of Black Adam in 2010, which was a voice role and direct to video role.
And another direct to video here. In 2012, she was Arrow in Flatland 2, Sphereland.
In 2012, again, she played Rebecca in Mancation.
In 2012, she played Catherine or Cat Patton at Love at the Christmas Table.
And in 2013, no, 14, sorry. She played Alex in Tasmanian Devils.
She played Ellen Plainview in The Wrong Woman in 2013.
She played Susan Malcolm in Where Hope Grows in 2014.
She was Ellen Plainview again in Mommy, I Didn't Do It in 2017.
She was Judy Jetson, a voice role and direct video role in The Jetsons and WWE Robo WrestleMania in 2017.
Wow, that's another quite the title right there. What?
Yeah, The Jetsons, Robo WrestleMania.
Wow, that sounds like a promo collab. In 2018, in The Fiddling Horse, she played Leslie Hart, and that was a feature film.
All right, so now we're going to move on to what this new segment kind of our show is called. So it's called Hallmark Hall of Fame. So we're going to move on to her Hallmark movies.
So first, she was Jessica Summers in Perfect Match, aka A Perfect Wedding in 2015.
She played Allie Evans in Crown for Christmas 2015, which was a Christmas movie, obviously.
And then another Christmas movie, My Christmas Dream in 2016, she played Christina.
She played Molly in Wedding Bells in 2016.
She played Dana and or yeah, Dana, Dana, Dana. Okay. in Campfire Kiss in 2017.
She played Lizzie in Coming Home for Christmas in 2017.
She played Helen in Very, Very Valentine in 2018.
She played Hannah Love and in Love and Design in 2018.
She played Allie Craig in Love and Sunshine in 2019.
She played Rachel Christmas at Dollywood in 2019.
She played Kaylee in Christmas She Wrote in 2020.
And she played Kelly in Christmas at Grand Valley in 2018.
And then finally, she played Angie Dove in the Matchmaker Mysteries, A Killer Engagement, and Matchmaker Mysteries, A Fatal Romance in 2019.
Wow. All right, so
Congratulations.
as we previously mentioned, her current work it was filming Christmas She Wrote, which came out this year, which was a Hallmark Channel movie, so cool.
So now we're going to go on to her family life. And Katie, do you want to get started with her family?
All right, so her mother is Mahalia, I hope I said that right, McKellar, and she's a home worker. Her father is his name is Christopher McKellar, and he is a real estate developer.
Then her siblings. She has a sister named Crystal McKellar, and she is a lawyer.
She married twice. One of them she's currently married to. So she married Michael Verta from 2009 to 2012, and she is currently married to Scott Sivlosky since 2014.
And she has an 8-year-old son named Draco Verda. So now we're going to move on to the news section. And today's news is that Danica McKellar talks about her experience filming a movie during COVID. So the movie we're talking about is Christmas She Wrote, which was what we said in her current work, and it just came out this year. So she shared a little bit on her experience while filming this movie. And so we're just going to talk a little bit about like what the cautions were. So, first of all, they had to wear masks as long as they weren't like filming a scene where the masks should not be on. And one of the more interesting parts is that before her kiss scene, she had to gargle hydrogen peroxide. And she said that the first time she had to do this, it burned her so badly. She thought her mouth was on fire. And I've actually done this before for like orthodontics and stuff during COVID. You got to like gargle hydrogen peroxide and everything. It burns. So I can see why she would feel this way, although they had to do the scene multiple times, so she eventually got used to it. So besides the hydrogen peroxide, they were also checked in every morning for contact tracing, that kind of thing, who was in touch with who. And they were tested for COVID once a week, which was that's like pretty serious because the test is not very comfortable. If you don't know, one of the most common forms of testing, they like a stick a test thing up your nose. So having that happen once a week, that's like insane.
Well, I'm going to put some perspective, I guess, in like when there was sports, especially I think it was football, they had to get tested 3 times in 2 days or something like that. Like
Wow.
it was very, very
Okay,
stressful.
apparently the once a week thing isn't that bad, but you know, what would I know? Because we're not going anywhere right now. So, all right, so overall, she did say that there weren't many delays caused by the precautions, though, so everything was running on schedule. She also said that while filming the movie, she had to ice skate for a scene, and she quote unquote can't skate to save her life. So they actually had to use a skate double paired with different close-ups for those scenes and make it look like she was skating. So overall, she said it was a good experience and a good movie.
I saw on her TikTok account, she posted something about like behind the scenes of her skating, and she was literally standing on like a wooden board, and people were pulling her across to make it look like she was skating. It was,
Yeah, very interesting.
All right, so we were looking for a way to make this episode more Christmassy, you could say.
So to do this, we each picked 5 Christmas-related questions, icebreakers, would you rathers kind of thing, so for the other person.
So each of our Christmas-themed episodes, the ones for the next 3 weeks ending on Christmas, we will have this segment in it, and we will be taking your guys' suggestions, as always, for any questions you guys want us to ask each other. So, Ella, do you have my first question?
Okay, so Katie, your first Christmas question is, what is the worst Christmas present you've ever received?
Oh no. Okay. I
You
don't
can do best too. It's like a best slash worst. So if you have like a best, that's easier because we don't exactly have forever on here, so we can't be very in-depth thinking about our worst Christmas present ever.
So the best Christmas present ever was probably either I got a Tiffany necklace from my uncle or my first phone.
Oh, the first phone, that was always fun. That was very exciting.
Yeah, that was fun. All
All right.
right.
So your second Christmas question is, name something about Christmas that is your favorite. List your favorite part of like Christmassy season.
Well, my family, I don't want to say does a lot of traveling because it's not like going on an airplane, but we go to a bunch of different places for Christmas and it's just so fun. So, yeah.
All right, your third Christmas question. If you could only have one type of Christmas candy this year, which one would you choose?
Candy, like.
Yeah, like a candy. You know, you get in your stocking sometimes like Reese's or candy canes or like different things.
Oh.
What candy would you want?
For some reason, every Christmas, my siblings and I always get a like tube of mini M&Ms. So
Oh,
that's
that's exciting.
probably
Yeah.
what I would you choose.
All right. Next one. Who is the toughest person you've ever had to buy for Christmas? And is there
Oh.
someone who like stands out in particular? You can make it like a more general statement like my
Well, you this year.
me? Oh,
Yeah.
man.
But also, we were doing a Secret Santa in our friend group, and I got someone that is really, really hard to shop for, and I just did not know what to get them. So I kind of got like the general gift, you know, like something you could give any person.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I remember when we did that Secret Santa. That was rough. I feel like we all like nobody got the right person that they're closest with, like they knew what to get. So
Yeah.
that made for an interesting Secret Santa, but I think it ended pretty well. We all got some good stuff. All right, so your final Christmas question is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh gosh. All I want for Christmas is you.
And that's about as much of that song we can as we can sing, so we don't get copyrighted, but you get the idea, guys. I mean,
All
also we are a podcast where we literally just list off like movie titles. How have we not gotten taken down yet?
right. I don't know. All
I'm
right, so
surprised people
now
laugh
it's
how
your
hard.
turn. So
All
I
right.
have some Christmas would you rather questions.
Ooh.
So, would you rather make presents for your family instead of buying them, or make ornaments for your Christmas tree instead of buying them?
I think I'd rather make ornaments because sometimes like it's easier, not easier. No, that's the wrong word. But I like buying stuff for my family sometimes because I feel like they can get more use out of it and it's like cool to watch them. They get more excited because, you know, like it's exciting when you get a homemade gift sometimes
Yeah.
and that's great for thought and everything. But like sometimes with younger siblings especially, they don't exactly take that to heart as much. So sometimes it's more fun to do that. Plus, with the bonus that making ornaments is like a really fun activity, so yay.
All right. Wow.
Very
Okay,
long explanation. I'll try and keep the rest short.
so your next one is, would you rather receive socks for Christmas or receive a dictionary for Christmas?
Socks, because there's cool fuzzy socks. They're fun.
Okay. Would you rather? Oh, I think I know what. I think I know what your answer is going to be on this one, but I'm going to ask it. Would you rather write a 5-paragraph essay about the meaning of Christmas or solve a page of Christmas-themed math problems?
Oh, I'd rather write the essay. I feel
That.
like that's not the common answer, but I like writing and I think I could do that.
Okay. So now we're going to do some Christmas trivia.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. In Home Alone, where were the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind?
Paris, France.
Yeah.
Yay! I've watched that movie so many times. I actually just watched that like earlier this week.
All
I love
right,
Home
so another movie theme, and I think this is my last question.
Alone.
In the classic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described as three words. What are they?
Oh, I have no idea. We're gonna,
You know, in the song,
N that gives me no clue. Mean,
Nope.
cruel,
No. All right.
green.
Comment green. Okay. If you're listening to this and you know the answer, comment on our most recent Instagram post, the answer, what you guys think the answer is. And
And we can put up a post about it. Don't tell them the answer yet.
yeah, okay.
All right, we will put up a post and I will make sure to Google it first because I have no idea.
All right, so now we're going to move on to our last segment of the podcast. I know this is a bit of a long one, but it is a Christmas special. So, it's the lightning round, a bunch of random miscellaneous facts that we couldn't fit into any other section of our podcast. So, Ella, do you want to start?
All right, so many people don't know that Crystal, her sister, was considered for the role of Winnie in Wonder Years and almost beat her out.
Wow. Two of her favorite actors growing up were Michael Keaton and
Perfect.
Kirstie Alley, sorry.
She graduated from UCLA in 1998 and co-authored a paper while she was a student. And she completed her PhD in mathematics at the University of Chicago.
She has published multiple books encouraging girls and young women to get interested in mathematics.
She appeared in season 18 of Dancing with the Stars, which we did say earlier.
She is fluent in French.
Her cheat food is dark chocolate covered almonds.
I still kind of think that's like kind of healthy,
Yeah,
maybe.
that's not a super cheat food. A cheat food would be like ice cream sundaes.
Yeah. She hardly ever drinks alcohol.
She didn't like PE when she was in school.
Oh, but the ironic part about that is she loves to sweat. She has a sauna in her office.
Wow, that's interesting. She writes every single word of her books. Like, they're not, like, she writes the whole thing.
Yeah. That's because many people think she has like ghostwriters, but she has been a fan of mermaids since she was a little girl. So that's all we have today on Danica McKellar.
Make sure to tune in next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Deep Dive and Twitter at Celeb Deep Dive, where you can suggest other celebrities and other information you want to hear about them.
Also, don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is linked in our bio.
Let's do our weekly check-in.
All right, so we hit 3,000 plays, and we are now up to 3,454 plays. So
Wow.
thank you guys so much.
And we have 41 followers on Instagram and are currently looking for our next contestant for a So You Think You're an Expert episode. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram
Like at least five of our posts.
and DM us with the celebrity you think you're an expert on. So you should definitely follow us to get your chance.
So, thanks for listening to
Celebrity
Celebrity
Deep
Deep
Dive.
Dive.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.